Okay, Alexander, let's talk about the stimulus bill, which Trump said he will sign. That's it. I guess this bill that very controversial that Trump said last week he wanted the stimulus checks to go from 600 to 2,000. He wanted a lot of the pork, the money given to special interests and to foreign governments and foreign institutions. He wanted all of that out. But in the end of the day, at the end of the day, Trump is signing it. Actually, I think he has signed it. To be more precise, he has signed the bill. So that's it. That's it. It's been signed. Trump did put some recommendations on that bill, specifically the 600 to 2,000 paycheck to stimulus checks to be discussed and to be implemented and given to the American people. But I don't think Republicans are going to go there. I just don't think they're going to open up this bill again, and I think they're just going to pass this as is, because at the end of the day, they once again are the big winners, the Republicans and the Democrats, all of the swamp. They got a very, very big Christmas bonus, I think, out of this relief bill.
Absolutely. This is a very interesting affair, actually, because it tells you so much about the political system in Washington. And it also says so much about the kind of problems that a Donald Trump as president has experienced. Because I know there have been some people, I've been reading some commentaries that say that Trump didn't do anywhere near enough of the kind of things that he wanted to do when he was president. But any politician, any leader, even the strongest, has to work to some extent with the tools that are at hand. Politics, as Bismarck once said, is the art of the possible. And I think within the range of the possible, Trump did an awful lot, and of course he moved the dial. He made things that previously hadn't looked possible possible. But before we discuss that, let's just look at what happened. First of all, there could have been a much bigger, far more generous deal before the election. Pelosi stopped it because she didn't want Trump to use the fact that there was a much bigger deal available for working Americans, the people that Pelosi's party, the Democrats, are supposed to represent. She didn't want Donald Trump to take credit for that before the election and during the election. So essentially, she blocked it. That's Pelosi's side. Since the election, we've had this extraordinary haggle. The Republicans have been maneuvering on their side, the Democrats on the other. The Republicans don't want to give the Democrats a big deal because, from their point of view, they don't want the Democrats and Biden, assuming Biden becomes president, to take the credit for any stimulus that goes forward. So they've limited as far as possible. They've restricted it to $600 a check, which for person, which isn't going to achieve anything, frankly. It's going to be a derive. I mean, it's an extraordinarily small sum, far less than what Donald Trump had wanted. The Democrats are happy to go along with what the Republicans want, provided they get all the various pork and things that there are in this bill. They're happy to continue with foreign aid. Their real priority is not working families in America. It is the special interests that now basically con well, that now control the Democratic Party. Along comes Donald Trump. He says this is completely unacceptable. The amounts of money provided to working families in America are far too small. I want at least $2,000, not $600. And all this pork that the Democrats are insisting on, that is unacceptable also, especially at a time of recession and hardship for American people like this one. So he tries to veto the bill, and what happens? He comes up against a brick wall. Congress refuses to change or shift, and the talk is that they're going to override his veto, or possibly they're going to wait until after the inauguration and get Biden to sign it. So he's left with no choice but to sign it, make recommendations to Congress, which Congress, of course, is going to ignore. And that tells you what politics, as usual, politics without Donald Trump means in America. If Trump had won a convincing victory in the elections and was certain to be president after the 20th of January, I think we would be looking at a different situation completely. With Trump gone, or so it seems, or so they think, we're back to politics as usual. The Republicans limiting to the greatest extent they possibly can what the Democrats will be able to give to working families, because they know that the Democrats aren't really concerned about working families. The Democrats aren't concerned actually about working families. They want pork because they need to please their special interests. That's what politics as usual in America is. At least this affair has once more exposed it. It shows once again that there's only one politician of importance in America at the moment who is challenging this, and that is Donald Trump.
Yeah, let's get into what Donald Trump said about the stimulus bill, because he did include a message to the bill as he was assigning it to statement. And there are a lot of people, just to preface it, there are a lot of people that are saying that Trump caved. There are other people that are saying he had no choice. Either way, Trump is going to sign it. He made a statement last week. He's going to sign it. And, maybe he never was intending to not sign it. He just wanted to remove some more masks. That may have been a strategy all along. But let's just get into what he said instead of trying to figure out what's going through his mind. This is what he said. He said, "I am signing this bill to restore unemployment benefits, stop evictions, provide rental assistance, add money for PPP, return our airline workers back to work, add substantially more money for vaccine distribution, and much more. On Monday, the House will vote to increase payments to individuals from $600 to $2,000. Therefore, a family of four would receive $5,200. Additionally, Congress has promised that Section 230, which so unfairly benefits big tech at the expense of the American people, will be reviewed and either be terminated or substantially reformed. Likewise, the House and Senate have agreed to focus strongly on the very substantial voter irregularities," I'll change the word to irregularities, "which took place in the November 3rd presidential election. The Senate will start the process for a vote that increases checks to $2,000, repels Section 230, and starts an investigation into voter irregularities. Big tech must not get protection of 230. Voter irregularities must be fixed. Much more money is coming. I will never give up my fight for the American people." It's also worth noting that the stimulus bill he passed, Alexander, has provisions that make it that create criminal penalties, including prison time, for violating copyright laws with online streaming. That's also in this bill, which is really odd. I don't understand. There's a couple of things. I don't understand where Section 230 comes into this bill. I was under the impression that Section 230 was in the NDAA bill. So I don't know where Section 230 comes into play. That's an odd statement from Trump to put in there. Obviously, with the voter stuff, they're not going to do anything about it. They're just going to brush him off. And I think with the 600 to 2000, they're going to brush him off. And even though masks were removed, my final point on this, even though we saw some more of the swamp reveal itself.
Yeah.
I don't think the swamp really cares at this point, because the fact that they put this bill out there with so much suffering and turmoil on top of the lockdowns that they've imposed on the American people.
Yeah.
They don't care. They couldn't give a crap, I think, at this point. They're hell-bent on, I guess, resetting the economy, destroying the economy, rebuilding the middle class. I don't know. It's just crazy.
Well, indeed. Can I just make one quick observation? I don't think Donald Trump had any choice but to sign this thing. It would have been passed anyway. There are veto-proof majorities for it. The political system, the swamp, if you like, the Republican leadership and the Democrats. Now, exactly as you say, they don't care what Donald Trump thinks because they think he's on the way out. And as far as they're concerned, it's now back to politics as normal, which is what they like. They like a system where there is a haggle, where there is some kind of compromise, as they call it, which isn't really a compromise. It's an arrangement which is comfortable for everybody. The Democrats get their pork. The Republicans limit to the extent they can what the Democrats are able to give their voters, and everything works out well for each of them. And when I say pork, and you know, I emphasize the Democrats, of course, some Republicans are very happy to see some of that pork there also, because it benefits them too. That's politics as normal in America. The things Donald Trump was setting out in his recommendations are a shopping list that he was putting together for the battle that he intends to fight. Notice the words, "I will continue to fight for Americans." That's by far the single most important phrase in that whole section. He can't stop this bill. It would pass anyway, and very dangerously, and politically very dangerously for him. There are now starting to be criticisms that by continuing to veto the bill, he is in fact creating more hardship for ordinary Americans than otherwise, because they're not even getting these $600 checks. So, of course, he had to sign the bill. You know, people should not confuse realistic political action with caving. This is a complete misunderstanding of this process. But he's used it to set out what his agenda is. He wants things done about Section 230. You're quite right. It wasn't actually in this bill at all. But now he's brought it up again. He's used this episode to once again bring up this issue. He's brought up again the question of electoral irregularities and things of that kind. He wants all kinds of various changes. He knows perfectly well Congress isn't going to do any of these things, but he set out his agenda for the future. Anybody who thinks that if Biden is inaugurated on the 20th of January, that is the end of Donald Trump, and the swamp can go back, the political system can go back to its old ways and carry on as normal, should heed very carefully what Donald Trump is saying. He is laying the foundations here for a political comeback and a political movement. And I think his eye is on two things. Firstly, capturing full control of the Republican Party, which he clearly doesn't have. I mean, he's got a lot of support in the House, but he doesn't have much support in the Senate. So we're going to see a battle for the soul of the Republican Party. And I think ultimately he's also eyeing 2024, if that's what, you know, happens on the inauguration and that's the way forward.
Yeah. Well, on the flip side, we're definitely seeing a Congress that couldn't care less about the American people. I mean, the lines have been drawn now. It's this elite class versus everybody else. And if anyone has not realized this, then, you know, you've got your head in the sand. People that haven't realized this, it doesn't matter if you're left, right, Democrat, Republican, it's as clear as day.
Absolutely correct. And you know what is incredibly frustrating is how many people still have not realized it. I mean, it astonishes me to see people say things and discuss the political conflicts of the last 4 or 5 years without understanding what the real stakes were in this. There still seems to be a complete misunderstanding about politics. The smearing of Donald Trump, because that is what it is, has been remarkably effective with an awful lot of people. They see, instead of the president as he actually is, this president, that this cartoon creature that, you know, CNN, MSNBC, The Washington Post, The New York Times have created. But if you take a step back and think about this, that with this stimulus bill, again, as you absolutely rightly say, a stimulus bill, which The New York Times, The Washington Post, MSNBC, CNN, all of these champions of the people, as they call themselves, are in effect, endorsing, you see what the real stakes are. They're not actually interested in the working families of America, in ordinary people, in the real priorities of the United States. They're much more interested, as Congress is, in serving their own special interests, which, of course, in the case of many of them, are themselves. And that's the real division in America. I hope that over time, this message will start to come across. People need to start looking at this with clearer eyes. 74 million people in the United States on the 3rd of November showed that they have some understanding of this. More people need to start doing so.
All right, we'll leave it there. Alexander Berkers, thank you very much. Guys, click on that like button. Give us a like. That is the easiest and best thing you could do for this video to get it out there and get YouTube's algorithms working on it. Also, check us out on BitChute. Check us out on Odyssey and on Rumble. And subscribe to this channel on all of those platforms, including YouTube as well. Subscribe on YouTube as well. And also look for us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. Go to the Durant Shop and pick up some great merch. And go to Patriotic Legacy as well and pick up the Patriot Beacon 3, the best flashlight in the world, the Swiss Army of flashlights. Use the code Durant20 and you get 20% off of that purchase when you go to the Patriotic Legacy website. The link is in the description box down below. They ship internationally and they have a contest as well where you can win the Patriot Beacon 3, the blue camouflage flashlight, as well as a Durant t-shirt. That is the contest that is running. So go to the Patriotic Legacy site and pick up a Patriot Beacon 3.
Absolutely. The best flashlight in the world, made in the United States, ships internationally. The Swiss Army knife of flashlights, as Alex once called it, beyond any question at all, the best flashlight in the world. It's beautiful. It works wonderfully. It is an indispensable tool when you're driving, when you're in the house, when you're walking your dogs, as I regularly do. And please also go to our shop, buy the great merchandise that we have there, our amazing magic mugs, the best mugs in the world. This one you see there with the flag of the United States. Buy our shirts, our wonderful t-shirts, again, the best. Our sweatshirts, like the one I'm wearing now. Our hoodies, our hats. Now, here's a hat with the flag of Great Britain. Much of our merchandise now has flags of many countries. You're certain to find your own if you look. And support the Durant by seeking us out on our other platforms. And as Alex said, through Patreon, Subscribestar, and PayPal. And please also remember to come to our next broadcast.
All right. Alexander Berkers, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.